on to...
Let's do it.
The essence of today, as it is Thursday, October 24th, you believe it? A week from today is the last day of the month.
Halloween in a week.
Halloween a week from today, but there are Halloween parties this weekend. You going to one?
I'm having one.
Are you?
Yeah,
you didn't invite me.
Because you're not here, but if you were here, I would have invited you.
I would have come as a bull. I'm going...
That's no bull.
I'm going to a Halloween party this Saturday dressed as a bull. I don't have a cow. Where would I get a costume?
Seriously?
Though? Yeah.
You need a cow costume?
I need a cow or a bull costume.
Oh, they sell them. Just go to a Halloween store.
Really?
Yeah, you should be able to find one. Right. If not, just get like a white sweatshirt and white sweatpants and then put black spots all over them.
But cows, my cows aren't black and white. My cows are brown.
Yeah, but for the purpose of this costume, they might be.
No. Can't have that. Got to be authentic. Like the Good Day program is, authentically focused on the important stories of the day, the things that people are talking about. I'm going to make short work. Well, I don't know. I would like to make short work of all of these, the murders, the 14-year-old boy who was denied bail yesterday after he killed his, the news last night. There were two things on the news here in Massachusetts. Red Sox beating St. Louis.
Not just beating them.
8-1.
Whoa.
And the murder of this teacher. The young lady's name is Colleen Ritzer.
Mm-hmm.
She was killed somehow behind the school. I didn't get...
Do we know the motivation yet as to why he did this?
I don't sense it. Kenny, what do you hear?
What I heard is he came up behind her in the faculty restroom and stabbed her and then took her body off into the woods to try and bury it. Motive... It has not been officially announced, but several of the students there said that they had heard him. He's only been to the school for a couple of weeks, but said that he has complained that she's a really hard math teacher.
Ugh. Yeah, well, only one thing to do then. She's a tough math teacher. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Yeah. So this boy is at 14, you know enough. You know the difference between right and wrong.
Whatever I have a little theory with that.
Has been about at home. Go ahead.
If you're old enough to commit an adult crime, then you're old enough for an adult sentence. I mean, murder is an adult crime. Sorry.
Let's find out a little bit more about him, but it does seem there's bound to be some screwing up at home, all these sorts of things. Doesn't take away from the fact that 14, you know the difference between right and wrong. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, in Northern California, sheriff's deputies shot and killed a 13-year-old who was wielding a fake rifle.
Ugh, heard about this.
The deputies were on patrol. They spotted this boy walking with what looked like a high-powered weapon. This is in Santa Rosa, California.
Did you see the gun? They showed the gun on TV.
KSRO, where we are. Yeah. Well, no, I didn't see it. What does it look like?
It looks so realistic.
Really?
I mean, not to defend the cops at all in this, but the gun was like, it looked pretty legit.
Hmm. But, well, I don't know.
I know, not to defend
anybody. I don't want
to
even be in, I would never, how would you want to be in that position?
It
wasn't clear whether the boy was pointing the rifle at the deputies or not.
And if you don't know, and if you're a police officer who's afraid for his life, of course you're going to shoot. But then at the same time, I just don't understand why they make toy guns look so real. Why don't they make them pink or green or purple or something so that there's no confusing a fake for a real?
So what is there? This kid's name is Andy Lopez, by the way. He had this gun. He had the rifle. And he also had a plastic gun in his waistband. They belonged to a friend of his, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was doing with them, where he was going with them, you know, all of that stuff.
How he was holding them, you don't know.
Yeah. But is it important? Guns, guns, guns. The fascination with guns. There's and at this time, kids are going through puberty, 13, 14 years of age. They're coming into their sexuality. And the weapons are, like it or not, there's an aphrodisiac. There's a quality. The kids at 13 and 14 don't understand. They just know what it does to their body. It feels like power and control, which is something that we all work with, we all are involved in, we all think about as adults. So is this, it just, how, I get so frustrated with this because there's never a resolve. It's just a report. 14-year-old boy kills a teacher. 13-year-old boy killed by sheriff's deputies. And it goes on and on and on. Yesterday there was another, the shooting in Las Vegas over the weekend. These sorts of things go on, and we just kind of yawn and go on to the next discussion. And then there's the connection that some of these have to online abuse. There are stories on top of stories. You know it as well as I that there are posts. Here's one that I saw posted on Facebook, Kenny. I hate Sarah and don't care who knows it. Ugh. And then there were a group of Facebook haters where a member of the Hernando haters group.
Oh, perfect.
And then there are anonymous email calling young girl a waste of space. And then there's one posting, wow, you're still alive on your 16th birthday? So you go through all of this stuff.
Wow.
Digital abuse. It's been dubbed as digital abuse. Where are parents? The parents are not around. They don't know what's going on. They just give the kids a phone and they let them use it and do whatever they want with it.
See, and that's my problem. Where are the parents? And I know, we've had this conversation here in other hours when Roberta Fasinelli's with us. And Roberta always says, well, you don't always know your kid. You don't always know what they're doing. And I understand that. I agree with that. But at the same time, when they're in your home, which they should be, when they're not at school, they should be at home with you. I would be on my child to see what they're doing, who they're doing it with, and in what way. And it's kind of our burden now to figure out what they're doing and in what ways. You know, it's all new. It's not like they can just bully people on the playground anymore. It's social media and it's everything. And it's kind of our job as parents to figure that out now.
AP MTV poll suggests 49% of young people from 14 to 24 have had some kind of a brush with some kind of electronic harassment. That's half of the kids who are teenagers. 34% went to their parents with it. So there's something to that, which you just said, Jennifer. Are we making progress with this? Girls are more likely than boys to be the targets and to be the perpetrators.
Absolutely.
Girls more than boys.
In school, when I think back to my own class, because I always feel like this bullying, this pack bullying mentality that's new, it's new, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, there was a girl who was bullied in our school, but not to that extreme. I mean, people would say, oh, you have Christy germs and pass them on. But it was always the girls that did it to this other girl. It was never really the boys. And I wonder what that says about young girls.
Are boys doing it to boys, boys doing it to girls, girls doing it to girls, girls doing it to boys?
I'm sure there are boys that are involved. I mean, I speak from an experience of me going to school with the same 30 kids for eight years.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not the best sample size. I'm sure they're boys, but what does it say about that? And how, you know, and that's the other thing is, how did it get to be such a huge deal? I mean, is it social media that makes bullying worse now? I mean, what makes it worse than it used to be?
Well, I'm looking at some of the ways that people are trying to counter this. By the way, the stats in this poll, 1,400 people polled between 18 and 24, 72% of them said online abuse was a problem that society should address. There are new school... Imagine, this is a course being taught in schools, public schools, how to deal with bullying.
Mm-hmm.
It's a course in school. That's how bad it is. A psychology course in a high school. And at a college, here's a college student in Fort Wayne, Indiana, said that there were all kinds of stresses on her. She went to a new school. There's an outfit called Cyber Bullying Research Center that's been set up, I think, in Florida. So, it's a big problem. But the thing that seems good about it is that at least there's an awareness. You don't run away from it, and people are now thinking about doing or trying to do something about it, which would be a nice... This is sort of what we were talking about earlier, Jen, the way to deal with some of the problems. Like yesterday, I made reference to our meeting yesterday. Kenny and I were talking about, here are the things that we're doing that there's a bullet point page. One page of the things that are good, yep. There are the other page of bullet point things that we need to improve on. So why can't politicians do that? Business people do it all the time.
Politicians don't like to self-correct, Doug.
Well,
I think.
They do. They
sadly
don't correct themselves at their own peril.
Yeah.
It would seem to me. And this, back to the status of teenagers and what's going on with teenagers in our country, there's so much of this entitlement sort of thing. We are young people in America, therefore we deserve to have an iPad or an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
How many school districts do you know who are making it their business to make sure, and I heard this, I think it was when I was in L.A., as a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, L.A. Unified has, yeah.
We need to have, everybody needs to be treated equally. Therefore, if you can't afford an iPad, the school system needs to pay for it.
Oh, the school system already does. This is the big. This has actually been a huge local story in Los Angeles with LA Unified, that they put millions and millions of dollars into the school to provide every student with an iPad that had been blocked from Facebook, social media, basically an iPad used just for school use, right?
Yeah.
Within a week, the kids had figured out how to hack in and use it for
and
Facebook,
losing them,
YouTube.
They're losing them right and left.
They're losing them. They're damaging them. Now, you know, it depends on the kid because while that's going on mainstream in LA Unified, my mom, who's a school teacher, was what the first teacher in LA Unified to actually go to Apple and get a grant for 40 iPads for her AP English class. And those kids return them every year. So, I mean, it really depends. She said she's had no problem with people damaging them. But when they get mainstreamed and everybody gets them, it's not special anymore and they get damaged.
18 after the hour on Good Day.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon. Unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
The Deck Staff and Good Day program. Happy to know that Kanye West is spending a lot of money to marry Kim Kardashian. Isn't that nice?
Do you think it's publicity? Do you really think they're ever going to get married?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, he did it on her TV show right as his new record is coming out.
Oh, and by the way, here's my new record.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have the orchestra play that.
It's 21 after on Good Day.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Week from our Facebook friend Ticey in Augusta, Maine. The Ohio State University Marching Band and their performance from this past weekend, a tribute to Michael Jackson, 25th anniversary of his album Bad. Yeah, there's some pretty good audio, but it's good video as well at DougStephan.com. Crank it up for a second, Michael, will you? Jackson is the highest earning dead celebrity according to Forbes magazine, $160 million last year, Jen.
How can he do that when he's at $160 million?
His estate got $160 million.
Oh, he had the Cirque du Soleil shows last year.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Probably it.
Yep. And then the estate earns money from his music, half the Sony catalog. Coming in at number two, Elvis Presley, $55 million.
Not even Charles, close. 55.
Charles Schultz. Wow. Let's see here, $37 million. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Taylor was, fourth, $25 million.
She was first last year, wasn't she?
No, I don't think so. I think Michael Jackson was first. Bob Marley was fifth with $18 million. All right, so that's that list. 25 past the hour. Congratulations, the Ohio State University Marching Band. Do a good job. Here from our late night shows that we monitor, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, and Jimmy Fallon having some fun.
Finally, some good news for President Obama. It's about time he had some good news. Despite all the website problems, the approval rating for Obamacare has gone up. That's true fact, yeah. Unfortunately, I can't give you the exact number because it's listed on the Obamacare website. It's broken. Have you tried going on the Obamacare website?
No, but I've seen pictures of it, and it's like cheaper than the traffic school website.
Yeah. I tried to go on earlier today, and blue foam came out of my computer. Just spread all over the room.
Usually the blue one is raspberry.
Yeah, oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
Here's the latest on Obamacare, the website. The Obama administration has now asked Verizon to help fix the Obamacare website. Now, Verizon wasn't the president's first choice. He initially reached out to T-Mobile, but they dropped the call. So then he went to Verizon. I'll tell you something, you know who the president should get to help fix this website? Anthony Weiner. So if there's one guy who proved he knows how to use the internet, it's Anthony Weiner. He could make sure. I love this. Consumer Reports has now recommended that people sit back, and wait a few weeks until the government fixes the problem. Really, a few weeks? When was the last time the government fixed anything in a few weeks? We still have troops in Korea, okay?
The White House has fired one of its national security officials for setting up an anonymous Twitter account that was leaking internal information. President Obama called the invasion of privacy unacceptable, while Americans call it karma.
We just did that.
The Twitter account also criticized some top White House officials. Yep, the guy said that he was sorry. Then he added, hashtag not sorry. Childish.
All right, so fun from the late night department. Let's do a 2020 info quiz. Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
What does experimental prototype community of tomorrow, what is that? And where is it? What does that mean? Experimental prototype community of tomorrow, what is it? Where is it? And what does that mean? What is an experimental prototype community of tomorrow? Maybe if you know what it is, then that helps to explain where it is, and you can go from there. Swell prize, 888-302-3684 for answering the 2020 info quiz. We're looking for what the experimental prototype community of tomorrow is and where it is. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute with Ralph Nader and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Here's today's Both Sides question for Nader and Alter. Do you think there's a false equivalence on network news shows where they blame both sides and both parties for generically congressional dysfunction?
No question that mainstream news organizations get handcuffed by these conventions of the business, this phony equivalence, even Stevenism. But it's even worse than that because there's a certain lazy-mindedness that's at work as well.
I don't think, as Jonathan said, it's a false equivalence. It's not an equivalence at all. Look who they have on the shows. How many times have you seen Joe Lieberman when he was a senator, and now John McCain and Lindsey Graham? How many times you see Sherrod Brown or Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders? There's even an opinion oligopoly operating.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, this week with Ralph Nader and Jonathan Alter.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
Gasoline, refuel connections. Exxon and Mobil Gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil, fueling connections.
Stephen's Good Day program. Dudley is here. Kenneth is here. And Jennifer is here on the Good Day program. You can reach us at 888-302-DOUG to answer the 2020 info quiz. What is the experimental prototype community of tomorrow and where is it and what goes on there? 888-302-3684. We're dealing with the issues of the day per usual and they change and we move. If you're feeling strong today, that's good. Believe in yourself. Today, know in your heart that you can do the job that you have set out to do. You have dreams. You have intentions. Do you start your day by giving thanks for that which you have and think about what it is that you would like to do that's constructive? What do you want to pursue today? Are you pursuing your dreams? Are you pursuing whatever it may be, a person, place, thing, job, that sort of stuff? Keep it in your mind that you're going to win, that you're going to do it, that you're going to succeed. And that'll put you in a place ahead of a lot of other people, which is where we kind of like to have the Doug Steffen people be, ahead of others. The continuing focus on the tech problems of the website, healthcare.gov.
Are there problems with that?
Well, there are a few problems, a few glitches here and there. Interesting that the contractors who are going to be testifying today before the Commerce Committee are going to blame the administration for getting in the way.
Right.
Gee.
Which could be true.
Yeah, it could be.
Everybody wants to blame each other. Here's what I don't understand. Why wouldn't they hire the Facebook kid?
What, Zuckerberg?
Yes.
Is he, maybe he's a Republican. Maybe
okay.
You can get hired if you're a Republican.
Who cares? He launched Facebook. That site can handle anything. I don't recall Facebook ever having any major big problems that
Didn't they go down? Yeah. Somebody called the other day and said it was down. There have been some major problems.
But they haven't had like code issues, have they really?
What do they have?
Yeah. Every time they change something, it screws things up.
Oh, well, okay, bad example. But you kind of get my drift here. If he can do it, why can't the government? Right.
Well, it's a private site, and there are people who have developed really good private websites that probably are Democrats. They would go, as silly as it seems to most of us.
Why do they have to be a Democrat?
Because that's how they think.
Lame.
The advisors, the people, you think they're going to trust some Republican, they look at the list of those available, and they'll see if they donated, first of all, to either a Democratic cause or a Democratic candidate, and they'll see if they gave to a Republican cause or a candidate, and then they'll decide, okay, of the group that did good things for Democrats, who's the best? That's how they think. Or the Republicans, they do it the same way. You think that all of the senators and congressmen have their own websites, they have the Gov websites, various things. You think that the Republican National Committee is going to hire somebody that's a known connector to Democratic issues and personalities to do their website?
Is that being too idealistic? Because I have to tell you, at CRN, I just hired someone to do some website stuff for me. And in the job interview, did I ever say, are you a Democrat or Republican?
You're not in politics. You're running a business.
I know. That's what I mean.
That's not how they figure it.
It's so stupid. Like, am I too idealistic to believe that they'd have to hire someone with the same political sway?
Yeah, that's yes. Yes, 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 and yes. All right, what's at facebook.com/good day or on Twitter? Our fans who are there that would like to be connected. What a terrific way to connect, too, by the way. Anyway, so Ken, what do we have? Jen, or Ken?
Jeff in Indiana says, Doug, I listen every morning. Oh, he's actually in Florida. His page says Indiana. But anyway, he listens every morning down here in beautiful southwest Florida.
Yes.
Pretty much think you are a knucklehead only half the time.
Oh, that's good.
Nice, thank you.
But your declaration of the Red Sox in four makes me wonder if you have finally had too much dairy and maybe headed for the loony bin. And he says, go Cardinals.
Boo, Cardinals! Boo! Boo!
Oh, that's really funny. I had to do a little tweet last night, speaking of the World Series.
Yes.
Because if you're not a sports fan, and Dougie, I know sometimes you're not.
No.
Friday, when the Dodgers were eliminated by the Cardinals so that the Cardinals could advance to the World Series, they beat the Dodgers 8-0. Mm. 9-0. I can't remember. It was a horror show.
It was 9.
9-0. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
He loves to do that. Anyway, so it's like 9-0. So yesterday when I'm watching the World Series and it's 8-0,
uh-huh.
Cardinals, I go on Twitter and I write, how does 8-0 feel, St. Louis? Hashtag bitter Dodger fan. Mm-hmm, right. Come on, that was good. Don't you think back
that
to
was wonderful,
studio?
Jennifer. Yeah, it was great.
What else is going
very
on Facebook?
Nice. Yeah.
Anything else on Facebook? I got a couple of acknowledgments here. Go ahead. What else you got, Ken?
A couple comments about Obamacare. Philip says, all of this wouldn't be necessary if the bugs were fixed long before the website was launched.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Christy says, all of this wouldn't be necessary if Obamacare wasn't launched in the first place.
Yes.
There you go. All right, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com. Here's Brett Slattery writing about the program. I like your show. It motivates me to get up and begin my work before the sun comes up. Carrie Chater was Gary Puckett's drummer. His mom was my English teacher at San Diego State.
Awesome.
She gave every student an A to foster creativity. Gary Puckett was from my hometown of San Diego. First time I saw him, he was opening act for the Beach Boys, who were still wearing their candy striped shirts. I wish we would talk more about life on the farm. Have a great day. This is Brett, who is, where is he? He's down in Rotunda West, Florida. I don't know where that is. Where is that? Anybody know where? Somebody down there is going to tell us.
Sounds like the big guy at the salad bar, though. Rotunda West.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 888-302-3684. We were talking yesterday about Gary Puckett because his song Young Girl mirrored another song which we were playing that basically referenced engagements or activity with underage girls. What was the other song?
You were 16, Ringo.
Right, yeah, because we were talking about Ringo having his book of pictures that's coming out. And so we played one of his songs, and then I got off on it. We were having a good time, and then somebody reminded me, do you know what, asked me what the song is about? And I thought, oh, yes, I remember now. And then I thought of Gary Puckett and his song. So Brett underscores that. Thank you for listening. Here's Andre Lauer, who is listening to the program from Germany online at DougStephan.com, laughing, interested in hearing more about what's going on. I like Uri Geller, like him being heard when he's with you. So greetings from Andre, listening in Germany. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't get a note from somebody listening around the world at DougStephan.com. Or perhaps they're listening at CRN.
That's it.
CRNTalk.com or RadioAmerica.org or TalkStreamLive.com or GCNLive.com. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, iHeart Radio. Let's see, what else? There's the talk shows on the Internet, too, I think, Kenny, right? All of that you can find and enjoy. Also want to say hi to Norma Clement. Hi, Norma, who is listening to Sandy Cochran. who is a listener of note. Let's see here. Bob Spider. That is an interesting name, right?
Kind of cool, actually.
All right, so here we are. This guy, oh, by the way, this fellow asked me to remind people in Washington State that there's a new initiative that is going up for a vote on November 5th. It's ballot issue 522, a GMO labeling law that would require companies in Washington State to put on their label if their product has been genetically modified in any way. There's a whole controversy about that that I want to talk about later. As a matter of fact, I think we're carrying a story at DougStephan.com about all the people that are ganging up in Washington State. Isn't Pepsi involved in this, Kenny? Don't I remember that from
Pepsi, Coke, Nestle, Hershey,
right?
Kellogg's.
Yeah. Right. Story at DougStephan.com. Pretty big guns joining forces with Monsanto to try to defeat it. So you know that's you know what to buy when you go to the store. You see all these people ganging up on your right to know where the that's all this is about. What is it that's in the food and where did it come from? That's all. And they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that it's genetically modified. The law exempts restaurants and meat products. It's not a perfect bill, so says our listener, but it's a good start if we can get it passed. And he sent me a link to download the document, and that's where we got some of the information for the story that is at DougStephan.com. And I promise not to go off on a normal rant about Monsanto, because we could get equal time to all these other people, all these other concerns, all these other companies that are trying to keep you from knowing where your food comes from, what's in it, what the heck is wrong with that? How can that be bad? I don't get it. 888-302-3684. All right, let's get the answer to our 2020. Now we have, where do we want to talk? We want to talk to somebody in Florida, Indiana, or Texas? You pick, Jennifer.
Texas today.
Texas.
Yeah.
Don is in Rising Star, Texas. Where's that, Don?
Rising Star.
Rising Star, Texas. Where's that?
Oh, it's about 30 miles north of Brownwood.
Brownwood. That's where you're listening to, isn't it? The Brownwood station. Okay. Yeah. So what is the experimental prototype community of tomorrow?
Epcot.
It is the Epcot Center that was dedicated on this date in 1982 by the chairman, the then chairman of the Disney Company. Epcot is in Florida. They don't have an Epcot in L.A., do they, Jennifer?
No,
Disney
they do not.
Land? No, I don't think they do. Epcot. But all it caught us all as sort of the imagination when you saw it for the first time, or they've been to Disney World, you've been through it, you've experienced it. Pretty captivating, and still has a lot of merit today. A lot of things going on in there that are continually changed as things change, realities change about what the future may hold for us. So that's where it is and what it is. So you win the prize, Don. Hold on just a second. A swell prize will be on its way to you. 16 before the hour. Here is a way for you, those of you getting up, looking in the mirror at the moment, seeing those puffy bags under your eyes. You wish they would just go away, right? Well, that's what will happen if you have bags and puffiness under your eyes and you're using Genucel, G-E-N-U-C-E-L, Genucel serum, been introduced by the folks at Chamonix, and boy, is it good. A lot of people already are writing to me to talk about it, loving it. Instant effects. Genucel works. We all in this society want immediate gratification, right? Instant relief. Well, that's how this stuff works. You got crow's feet? Yes. Got small lines? Yes. They will disappear and not come back with Genucel. You'll get the effect. You'll like it. It'll work. It'll take 3 or 4 weeks for everything to get smoothed out. But in the first 12 hours, you'll notice the difference. Money-back guarantee for Genucel, 800-543-9262. Call the folks at Chamonix Direct. They will sell you the product over the phone. They'll ship it to you. Tell them that Doug Stephan sent you there, and you'll get a free jar of Esthétique Face Cream, one of their other great products. Special things from special people. Genucel for special people. Genucel gets rid of the puffiness of the bags under your eyes. Things will disappear. You'll be happier. 800-543-9262. Be the first kid on your block to have that puffiness go away. And people say, hey, what happened? What did you do to your eyes? How is it? They're different. That's because you're using Genucel, you can tell them. And they can get it, too, by dialing 800-543-9262.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Musicians, are you really going to get here for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like half-off black lights, just $10. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I bet over the past 4 to 5 days, you were probably looking at newspapers or magazines, and you began to clip coupons so that you could save money, so that you could look for sales, so that you can actually have more to spend. And you do a tremendous job in looking at these things. But let's take a look at it from an opposite point of view. How much time do you spend looking for opportunities in the same periodicals? Because there's really two things to do with money. Number one, save it. Number two, to make more of it. And when you make more of it, that means you found an opportunity. You went ahead and looked for that opportunity. And you began to match that opportunity with the visions that you have in life. So the next time that you scour for coupons, I want you to scour for opportunities. I want you to clip them. I want you to cut them. I want you to call them. I want you to make use of them. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Every lineup needs a wild card. Try the gooey goodness of fried cheese curds or their poutine. What's poutine? P-O-U-T-I-N-E. What's
the, poutine? The gravy that goes over that? Am really? I wrong? I'm going to look that up.
I guess that's a calorie waiting to happen.
Mm, it sounds delicious.
So fries loaded with gravy, bacon. Where's a healthy heart commercial? Where's that stuff? We better be passing that along, too. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Lots of people going to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the Red Sox beat the St. Louis Cardinals. Hoo-hoo! 888-302-3684. The Foreign Ministry of Germany summoning the U.S. ambassador today after the allegation that American intelligence has tapped the Chancellor Angela Merkel's phone. Let's hear it for those good, smart boys. How does the president... As you look around and see all of our allies who are so PO'd at this, and with good reason, and people say, well, they're probably tapping our phones. Really? Why wouldn't they announce that when they're going through all of this other machination here? It's a disgrace. It really is. These people are supposed to be our friends. And you listen to this bunk from Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson. Said the president assured Ms. Merkel U.S. is not monitoring and will not monitor. But they have the proof that, in fact, they are being monitored. So the president doesn't tell the truth. 51 after.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds. that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now 53 after Tech Talk time on Good Day, Shelley Palmer has praise for the Samsung Galaxy Note 3. We'll get to that plus other information. This is the info section of Good Day.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the Samsung Galaxy Note 3 is ready to replace most of your devices. Packed with tons of power and featuring a gorgeous 5.7-inch screen, it's quickly become my smartphone of choice. Samsung's newest and biggest smartphone raises two important questions. Do you need a tablet if you've got a phone the size of the Note 3? No, you don't. But is the phone too big? I don't think so, for a whole bunch of reasons. The web experience on a device this size is fantastic. Also, reading on the phone, like in the Kindle app, is incredible. The screen is big enough to read in a very comfortable way, and I don't have to make the type really large. Your enjoyment of the Note 3 comes down to how willing you are to carry around a phone this size. It fits perfectly in my breast pocket, and it isn't a burden. And the fun part of carrying it like that? The phone becomes a pocket square for the 21st century. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to read my full review.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We saved big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
College football fans around the country get together every weekend during the season for parties, tailgating, that sort of thing. Brian Osich explains your weekly tailgate could get you a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime college football experience. Listen up.
The Tostitos brand has launched an exciting new sweepstakes to celebrate college football. Frito-Lay's Christina Menendez.
From October 21st through November 16th, college football fans can participate in the Tostitos Tailgate Throwdown Sweepstakes. Don't miss out. The grand prize is a trip for one lucky tailgater and 10 friends to attend the 2014 Vizio BCS National Championship Game in Pasadena, California.
To enter the sweepstakes, fans share pictures of their tailgating and pregame party moments.
Participants can upload their tailgating and party photos via Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram using hashtag Tostitos Tailgate for a chance to win chips and dips, gift cards, and a grand prize trip to the 2014 Vizio BCS National Championship Game. They can also use their mobile devices to send a text with the word party to 24477.
No purchase necessary. The sweepstakes begins October 21st and ends November 16th, open only to legal residents of the 50 United States or the District of Columbia who are 18 or older. Void where prohibited. For more information, visit facebook.com/Tostitos Tailgate Throwdown. That's Lifestyles from Frito-Lay.
A lot of Americans are going to be interested to know the U.S. Food and Drug Administration just approved the first and only injectable filler to correct age-related volume loss to your mid-face. Brian Osich on more.
As people age, the cheek area loses volume, making the cheeks flatten out and the skin droop and sag. Age-related facial volume loss is a growing need in the field of aesthetic medicine. The 2013 American Society for Dermatological Surgery, ASDS, Consumer Survey on Cosmetic Procedures revealed that one of the top reasons why people choose to undergo a cosmetic procedure is because they want to look as young as they feel, with 61% of respondents most bothered by sagging facial skin. The FDA has just approved Juvederm Voluma XC, the first and only filler approved to temporarily correct age-related volume loss in the cheek area in adults age 21 and over. Dr. Derek H. Jones, an associate professor of dermatology at UCLA, founder and medical director at the Skincare and Laser Physicians of Beverly Hills, and
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?